It's the height of flattery, isn't it? It's a special feeling when you get something named after you, especially if it's like a new baby, a grandchild or a niece or something. How about a dinosaur? That's something very few of us can lay claim to. Last week here on Breakfast, we brought you the story of Wendyceratops. It's the horned dinosaur which walked this earth 79 million years ago. And it's been named in honour of the woman who found the remains on a hillside in Alberta, Canada in 2010. Wendy Slobodar is a legendary amateur fossil hunter. And she's speaking here with James Carlton about the day she found the bones of a dinosaur that is now known as the Wendyceratops.
Well, I was out looking for dinosaurs in Milk River Canyon, which is an area in southeastern Alberta, and just went for a walk and found some bones sticking out of the hill, and one of them looked like a skull bone from a ceratopsian. And I was always told, if you find a ceratopsian skull bone, collect it. So I collected it and then had it at home, cleaned it up. I was looking for stuff for my friends that I work with, Dr. Michael Ryan and Dr. David Evans. And they were like, wow, what is this? This is cool. Lots of excitement. And can you take us out there right now? So I took them out there. It was like a 2.5-hour drive. And the rest is, I guess, history. They spent the next 3 years digging in it, and they're going to dig in it again this year.
Did you have any idea at the time of the importance of what you'd found?
No.
Where do you go to look for them? Do you just pick parts of nature randomly, or private property or national parks? Or
well, we call them badlands here. You have them in Australia too, I think. Badlands, it's a certain specific area in southern Alberta. I was out actually today, that's what I was doing. Usually it's private land or it's crown land.
And who owns the fossils? You, because you found it? The owner of the land because it's private land? Or the museum because it's a matter of public national importance?
Everything that is collected in Alberta, surface collected is most people keep, you can keep, but if anything else belongs to the province and it goes into a collections, it's two different universities in the Tyrrell Museum.
And this dinosaur named after you, it's about the size of a hippo. It looks like it's got a rhinoceros horn, but then behind the horn it's got these frills and curves which make it almost look like an armored peacock. Is this a fair description?
that's the first description I heard it like that. They said it kind of looks like my dreads. They compare the horns on the back of the frill to my dreads.
Your dreadlocks?
So, yeah, dreadlocks. I've had them for like 8 years.
Wendyceratops had them for how many? 79 million years?
Yeah, something like that. There are spikes on the back of the frill actually sag and look like they've melted forwards. They're really unusual.
And they could either be ways of attracting other Wendyceratops, or it could be some defensive armor mechanism.
They're more pointing towards mate stuff. Flashy, I have bigger horns than you have, so that I get the girl type thing.
That's why I was thinking about the peacock, especially because it comes out with this semicircular fan.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
We spoke last week to Dr. Michael Ryan, a professional paleontologist, who says that you have a remarkable knack for finding fossils, a sixth sense. Why do you have this ability to find these fossils when others can't?
I have no idea. Michael and I were talking about that today when we were hiking. I just go out and I notice things that other people don't.
And what do you notice? A shiny rock or something that sticks out in a way that's not normal?
Yeah, or you know, the color or the texture.
And when you were 19, what did you find?
The dinosaur eggs. I was involved in a big dinosaur egg discovery in 1987, and we found eggs with embryos in them. First ones.
Fossilized embryos. So the embryos were what had become petrified as stone. And the egg itself, what looked like an egg-shaped rock.
Yep. Well, not really. The eggs don't look very nice. They're kind of crushed flat and ugly, and they're really hard to see.
But the point was you had cast your life's journey as a fossil hunter from that age.
Yep, I did. That set my life on a path, definitely.
Why do you like hunting fossils?
Because when you find something, even if it's something that isn't significant or just just this little bone or bone fragment, that you're the first person ever to see it and to touch it. And in that in itself is so exciting because you're the first.
I can't imagine how exciting that is. That's Wenzi Slobodar. She's a Canadian fossil hunter. Some regard her as the world's best fossil hunter. She was speaking there with James Carlton. And, of course, the world's oldest horned dinosaur, just revealed, has now bears her name. It's the Wendy Ceratops.